I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. This week on The Rough Draft Diaries, I'm meeting with Heather Hall, the Director of Advocacy for Advocates for Basic Legal Equality, also known as ABLE.
ABLE is a nonprofit legal services law firm. It was founded in 1969 for the purpose of securing law reform and policy change to advance the rights of low-income individuals in our communities. And we are the only free provider of civil legal services in the Northwestern Ohio region.
ABLE provides free legal assistance to low-income individuals through different practice groups. Each group focuses on a different issue, so a wide range of cases can be addressed.
So we have a housing and community economic development practice group, an education and children's rights practice group. We have an agricultural worker and immigrant rights practice group, a healthcare and public benefits practice group. We also have a couple of projects. So we have the Medical Legal Partnership for Children, and we also have a veteran advocacy project. We have a reentry project, and we also have an ombudsman program, so representing folks in long-term care and skilled nursing facilities.
So ABLE covers a lot of ground, and one can assume that ABLE provides such a wide range of programs because there is such a large need of such assistance in our area. But Heather believes that this should not come as a surprise. She believes there has always been people in poverty, marginalized in our community.
Well, I think it's true not just in Toledo, but it's true everywhere. I think that our policies and systems have kept people in poverty and reinforced, you know, the barriers to people being able to get out of poverty. You know, if you are living in a community that doesn't have access to high quality public transportation, it's really hard to get a job and get to work every day. If you don't have access to childcare or your child is sick all the time, it's really hard to provide income and a stable, healthy roof over your head. And Toledo, you know, is a pretty liberal city, and we're lucky to have a lot of leaders from a variety of walks of life who support that and support that change. And so I think that we've made major progress over the years. And I think that, you know, we all realize that we have further to go. But I think Toledo is at least lucky that we have a very supportive network of city officials and social services agencies that are standing behind their missions to ensure that our low-income populations are receiving, you know, at least the supports that we can provide to them.
So support in the Northwest Ohio community looks fairly positive, but support on a national scale has become negative and sometimes frightening for some individuals.
There's a lot of insecurity and uncertainty about the political climate. I think when President Trump was elected, a lot of us and a lot of our client communities were very fearful because we didn't know what it would mean to a lot of the social supports and the basic human rights that we believe all people are entitled to. Immigration policy has been a huge issue. So we have an immigration advocacy project that does Know Your Rights presentations and consultations with immigrants and refugees. And in the first 6 months of this year, we had already more than doubled the number of presentations and consultations that we'd had on those issues compared to last year, because so many more people were fearful and uncertain of, you know, what the laws were going to be and what did the executive orders mean for them and was there any remedy or relief available to them. And I think that, you know, our work has been crucial in ensuring that immigrants and refugees do understand their rights and that they have access to legal representation and that they really are treated as part of our community, whether they be immigrants or people of color or people in poverty. We need to stop looking at them like us versus them. They are part of our community. They're our neighbors. They're our friends. And we need to treat them as such and treat them with the dignity and respect that we would anyone else.
And that combination of dignity and respect is what Heather hopes to bring to the people of Northwest Ohio in the years to come through her work at ABLE.
I would really like to see not only Toledo, but our entire service area achieve that integration where we have really well-formed, supportive communities where people in poverty are given those opportunities and those the access to all of the benefits that, you know, you or I are entitled to every day. And ABLE's attorneys have been involved in some really transformative change, and I hope that ABLE is able to continue that moving into the future. And so I look at a lot of this work as making as much change as we can now, but also setting up our world and empowering our clients and empowering our community members and empowering our children to understand each other a little bit better and set them up to make even bigger change in the next generation and even bigger impacts on their communities. So that one day, you know, some of the things that seem to be the biggest struggles now, hopefully one day will not be.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries. Heather's choices for the next episode include...
I would nominate Mom's House, the Black Swamp Conservancy, and Gather Toledo.
Make sure to tune in next time to find out who I pick on the Rough Draft Diaries.